Chapter 12. Souls. Each human being has a soul. The journey toward individual soulhood is what distinguishes the human kingdom from the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, and the mineral kingdom. Only the human kingdom has the experience of individual soulhood. That is why its powers of creation are great. The soul process moves through degrees of awareness. Animals, for example, do not have individual souls. They have group souls. Each animal is part of a group soul. Each horse is part of the group soul of horse. Each cat is part of the group soul of cat, and so on. A group soul is not the same as an individual soul. Consider, for example, the group soul of buffalo. There is one group soul of enormous impersonal energy that is called buffalo. It is an enormous, expansive sphere of impersonal energy that is buffalo consciousness. It exists at a level of simply energy dynamics, not individual selfhood. That energy is in continual movement. As it heightens in frequency, it can spill over into the next level, and it also can absorb other frequencies from a lower level. So the soul continues. It is a group soul, not individual. There are not individual buffalo souls within a whole. There is only one soul energy system wherein there is no individualhood. Instinctual behavior is the way of the group soul. Picture a movement that looks like the mouth of the Mississippi River. As you walk up the river from that place, the river grows more and more and more narrow until it reaches but a point of power. The open mouth is analogous to a group soul. The size of it, the collective nature of it, is the group soul. This is the nature of souls in the mineral, vegetable, and animal kingdoms. In other words, cat is a cat soul, dolphin is a dolphin soul, and so on.